the Italians who came to do the dome of our monument, we believe half of them built their houses next door to the cemetery. The other group couldn't find enough work here in Cleveland, and they went back to Italy. But the group that stayed, of course, formed the basis of Little Italy. Now, Joseph Carabelli, the father of Little Italy, had come to Cleveland in 1880, and he was the master stone carver. He wanted to, again, get his work into the cemetery, and he offered to do the base where the casket lies in the cemetery here. It is unknown, as far as I know, whether he did that or not. But what he did do was to make his firm available for other people to have stones made. And so the Carabelli firm was the first. Today it's the John's Carabelli, of course, still in existence. Joseph Carabelli is considered one of the finest carvers of granite in the United States ever. The gentleman came who did the stone in the cultural gardens just recently for Lithuania. He went to some of the monuments I pointed out and said, Carabelli did this work, and he said, that's impossible. Can't be done. It is so well done. So absolutely, Carabelli then invited his friends to come from Italy. The people did come who were the stone carvers, continued the tradition of living in Little Italy. There are still smoke ovens and stuff in back of some of those houses. It's really interesting where the communal bread was baked. People from Little Italy walked to work. The wall on Mayfield was not there in the Civil Depression. And so they walked to work, actually. And then when it came time to be buried, you will find a section in our cemetery which is against that wall, which is primarily Italian. Really interesting.
But Carabelli also, for those that didn't have the skills to be stonemasons, the Italian immigrants would then come in and cut the grass and trim the trees. Mm-hmm. So besides having the artistry tied with it, mm-hmm. the immigrants did help with landscape at Lakeview.